O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So let's kind of think about this story. It is the Sunday after Easter. And so we have this story from John where the disciples, Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved, ran to the tomb. They saw that the stone was rolled away. They saw that it was empty, and they kind of backed out. And then Mary Magdalene, Mary comes along, and she looks in, and she sees the angel sitting there, and she says, "Where have you laid him? I can't find him." And as she comes out of the tomb, she bumps into this person, this man. And she took him to be the gardener, and she said, "Excuse me," and he calls her by name. And she calls him teacher, and she shares the good news with the disciples that Jesus has risen. And so the disciples then are up locked in the room because they are fearful, they are afraid. They don't know what's going to happen, and they've just seen their Lord be killed, and now he's risen and he's walking, and Mary said she saw him, and in he comes into their locked room and says, "Peace be with you." And he shows them his hands and his side, and he again says, "Peace be with you." And he tells them that the Holy Spirit will come down upon them. And then he leaves. And then later on, Thomas comes in, and Thomas gets this bad rap. We call him Doubting Thomas, but really, literally, isn't he all of us? Thomas comes into the room and he says, "You know, if I don't see his hands, I don't see his side, I'm not going to believe. I need to see it." And so Jesus comes again into the room and says, "Peace be with you." And he tells Thomas to touch his hands and feel his side, reach out and touch. And before that can even happen, Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." It is the first statement of faith, affirmation of faith said after the resurrection. "My Lord and my God." And then it goes on to say that there's other stories that are told so that we might believe. Do not doubt, but believe. Doubt, faith. Let's talk a little bit about that. Before we get to that, though, let's talk a little bit about this Holy Spirit that comes down on the disciples that are gathered. You see, in almost every other of the Gospels, there's a season, there's a time of ascension where Jesus rises into the heavens. But in John, that story happens now. That's why Jesus said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. This Spirit is for you and for all." So the Spirit is upon them. And doubting and believing. Well, the reason I think that Thomas gets a bum rap and is called Doubting Thomas is because I think we grow in faith by doubting and asking questions. I think I know that my faith is stronger after I've had a season of doubt and I've asked lots of questions, and those questions have been answered in ways, many different ways, and then my faith is stronger. So that Thomas could say, "My Lord and my God." So that when I'm going through my season of doubting, and I ask the questions, I then can say, "My Lord and my God." You too have seasons of doubt, I am sure. I know it's not just me. And when you ask the questions and you study more and you see the love of God around us, you too can then have a stronger faith and say, my Lord and my God. So one of those times happened this week. As I was in Washington, D.C., I'd been doing a lot of questioning of some different things in my life and in my faith and all of that. And so we took the bus, left late on Tuesday night, got to Washington, D.C. very early on Wednesday morning with not much sleep, not any sleep. And we appeared, the bus dropped us off. And the first thing for this act now to end racism for the National Council of Churches was a silent march from the Martin Luther King Memorial. Now, we got dropped off not anywhere near the Martin Luther King Memorial. So there was a group of us that decided we needed to get to that. We didn't quite make it to the Martin Luther King Memorial then. I got to it later. But we joined the silent march. The drums were beating, and there were people of all different kinds of faith, and there were people of all different kinds of color, and there were people of all ages, young and old, children and older adults, people that could hardly walk, and people who walked quickly. There were people in suits and people in grungy clothes. And silently, we made our way down the National Mall in silence, remembering Martin Luther King Jr. and his faith and how he changed the world. And as we got to the stage, which was in the middle of the National Mall, people from many different faiths were leading us in prayer in their own language, in their own style, in their own pastoral garb. And for the next hours, we listened to speeches and to people and to hope. Do not doubt, but believe. And as I stood on the National Mall, and I looked around, and I saw some people I knew and many people I did not, and how people were intently listening for the hope that God brings us. My Lord and my God, I said. The rally helped me in my doubting to find faith again in God and humanity. And then on the bus ride home, it was sponsored by the Ohio Council of Churches, so there were many people of different faiths in our bus. And as we were leaving Washington during rush hour, we had a conversation of what we had learned and grown from. And questions were asked. Are we integrated if we have one white man and two white women? What does it mean to have white privilege? One woman, I never realized that as a white, middle-aged woman that I was a racist. Questions of hope and faith. Do not doubt, but believe. And as the conversations happened, words of my Lord and my God were shared. You see, we are a people of hope and a people of faith. We are a people who can doubt and then ask those questions so that our faith will grow. How about us here at Grace? What are the questions that we need to ask in order to grow in faith and to be able to say, "My Lord and my God"? I hope you will join me as we stand together in the faith of Easter, the hope of Easter, because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed in our lives, in our world. Let us doubt and believe as we grow in faith together, as we can say, "My Lord and my God." Amen.